Chapter 73. Someone once told me that King Vinea is the one who originally broke open the rift, I'd said to Count Franz in the moments I'd freed him from his lantern. Were you there? Did you see him do it? The caterpillar had crawled up the side of the open-top container, easing himself onto the lip, as if afraid it was a trap. He looked down over the edge, his head waving back and forth.
I saw him do it the second time, lad. I was right there. He'd had help the first time. It was actually Jeremiel who got it started. He'd opened it up to let Zagan out, but Vinea figured out how to make the hole, bigger.
So, I have this spell now. I stole it from Mifta. It's called Rend Dimension, but the details are a little light. I do know it takes 20 minutes to cast, and that it uses a heck of a lot more soul power than I have. It's meant to be cast while one is in hell, but I'm not going to be in hell when I cast it. I'm going to be here, where soul power is at a premium.
That's the spell. Here's the thing, mate. You can't just cast it anywhere. Each world, each dimension has a point where the threads connect. If you want to punch open a doorway, you gotta cast that spell at the conjunction. We couldn't even find the conjunction point until Jeremiel opened it up to let Zagan out. But after the first war, it got closed up tight. But the point is still there. It's always there, like a pinprick in reality. So Vinea cast the spell, opened up the hole, and a few weeks later, we blew it open.
So if I know where the conjunction point is between this world and the celestial one, I can cast that spell, and it will open up the gate?
Sort of. It's not like a big bang and then there's suddenly a rift. Usually the hole is small, sometimes tiny. Like small enough for someone my size to go through. And sometimes it only pops open for a second. That's why only a few demons came through when this all started.
How does one blow it wide? Make it like the rift?
It's actually quite simple, mate. Once enough stuff that's not supposed to be here comes through, it basically causes a quantum paradox. And a quantum paradox causes an explosion.
Like putting too much water into a balloon?
If you say so, mate. Look, when we opened it this most recent time, a few demons came through. Then a few more. Then more. Then boom.
I'd missed the early days of the season. The thing had already been rent wide open when I got here. But that made a sort of sense. Okay, so in order to break open the dimension into heaven, one needs to do the same thing? To get enough stuff through?
That's right. But the celestial realm is a special place, since it's basically the source of all this. The connection between here and heaven is both more fragile and much more stout. I suspect when you open the gate, it's only going to open for a second or two. And the hole will be small. And then it'll be a while, a week or two, before you can open it again.
Well, shit. How much would have to get through to blow it open?
That's the fragile part, mate. It won't take much. About a guardian's worth of foreign material will make it happen.
I need to get an entire guardian in there? Okay. So if I have someone like you with me, and we jump in together in the second it's open, all you need to do is transform into your thorn carcass form and it'll work?
Nope. At the celestial place, everyone only takes one form, and it's whatever form they are when they get there. So if I go in as a caterpillar, I'm staying a caterpillar and I ain't going in there with you as a damn caterpillar. Have you seen my other body? It's way cooler, mate. Bale promised me I could be a thorn carcass as I walked down the celestial path. That'll make them angels shit their britches. I was gonna walk right up to the creator and say, "My father was an angel named Citri. He died because you didn't want me to exist. Well, here I am, Grandpa. What are you gonna do about it?"
If a guardian or demon can't transform, and the gate will only be open a second, what can I do?
It's a puzzle, mate. Oh, and you can't evoke us either. Evocation doesn't work in heaven. You can ask the Viceroy Guildmaster about that one.
Shit. There's no way to do it then.
Not with that attitude, there isn't. Look, mate, you're a good lad. But most importantly, you're a smart lad. If you're anything like Bernadette, then I know you'll come up with something.